And good morning, everybody. It's March 19, 2015, and I thought that some of you would want to hear this. Now, if you notice the level of the room, or the noise level of the room, it's really quiet. Now, I'm going to close my door. Now, it's really quiet. For those of you who want to know what my startup sequence sounds like, it almost sounds like an airplane taking off. So, especially because, you know, when you start an airplane, you know, they flip a lot of switches to start the engine, or engines in some cases. So, in front of me, I've got my dying 2 terabyte Elements drive, which is of no use anymore. Well, it is, but I don't feel comfortable using it. I knew it was going to be toast anyway. So, I'm probably going to be buying a, I don't remember the name of the case someone recommended me. Rose something or something Rose or... Anyway, I have that. I might actually check out their multi-drive enclosures. Maybe get a two-drive enclosure and either do RAID 2 or do 2 4-terabyte and have an 8-terabyte, you know, thing. And have one be RAID, and then, you know, the other be extra. I don't know. So, I have my Elements, which is dying. I have my 4-terabyte Elements, which is working great. And then I have my 1-terabyte Phantom USB, which is loud and 4 years old. So that is on its way out. Actually, it's not, but still, I might look at actually getting the multi-drive enclosure. That way I can use one for music and extra stuff and one for Time Machine, or both for Time Machine, you know, whatever. So, I'm gonna explain what I'm doing and quickly start by flipping, you know, the switch on my Time Machine drive. You're not gonna hear any noise. Then I'm gonna flip the switches on both my power strips on the ground, which I love. I actually want to get more of these. They're Belkin power strips that close up, so that way your cables are less cluttered, which is great, actually. I love my Belkin power strips, and they're quiet, too. No hum, no nothing. I've never had a grounding issue with my Belkin power strips. And they don't even get warm. So without further ado, I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to start flipping these switches, and you'll see what I mean by it sounds like a plane. Especially when my Mac boots up. Well, that is last in the thing, so let me prepare that. Let me just open up the... Actually, let me clean up the area around my Mac, because it's been a little dusty around here. Okay, so without further ado, here we go. Without me saying a word, remember, it's the Phantom, then the 2 power strips, then my Mac. So, from quiet to very noisy in about 15 seconds.
Welcome to OS10, voiceover is on. Finder, Sam's MacBook Pro window, list here. Application, window, application, text extender, dialogue. Close all. Finder, Sam's MacBook Pro window, list here, table. Busy. Application.
And there we go. There you have it. Be blessed, everyone. I thought that some of you might want to hear that, because you should hear when everything powers down. It sounds like an airplane shutting off. So just think of what you heard as the reverse. Be blessed. Something fun I thought you guys would hear. So, so everyone, be blessed and have a wonderful day, and I will talk to all of you later. By the way, status on my phone. It's still stuck in Illinois. Whatever city it was, it's still stuck in Illinois, and it looks like it's not leaving anytime soon. So we'll see what happens. Have fun, be blessed, and take care.